This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
All day. And I don't ever get tired of it. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. About that name, he's my master, savior, and Jesus, just like a fragrance. After a rain, oh, my Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim that kings and kingdoms, they shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Oh, my Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. He's my master, he's my savior, and he's Jesus, like a fragrance after a rain. Oh, my Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth, let them proclaim they shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. Oh, yes, there is something about that name. I declare there is something. There is something. There is something. They tell me that there's healing in that name. There is something. I believe that somebody can testify that there's deliverance in that name. There is something. I believe that somebody can testify right now that there is some comforting in that name. There is something. See, I've talked to people who've had children who have gone away. I'm talking about wayward out in the land. I just tell them to call upon Jesus. There is something. That name, there is something. That name. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I see if they got it up there. Not yet. I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter 1. This is a sort of long pericope, but I want to read from verse 12 all the way through verse 21. Amen. Ashley, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm not sorry. Praise God. 12 through verse 21. Amen. I want to have them to, I want us to read it in the King James. I told you all some time ago that I fell in love with this New Living Translation. And then this morning, praise God, when Mike's son came in, and I think he had, that's a translation that's called the, is that Revolution or Revolution? Revolution. And I glanced at it real quick at the Sunday school lesson. I sort of like that. But I like this New Living. I want us to read this in the King James first. It's on the marquee. Let's read it. It says, but I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the what? Furtherance of the gospel. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confidence in my bond, praise God, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife. Oh, man, somebody ought to get something out of that. And some also of goodwill. the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely supposing to aid afflictions to my bond. Add affliction, y'all got me, I got that wrong. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do what? Rejoice. Yea, and what? Will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your what? Prayers and the supply, that should be power, of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Verse 20, according to my earnest expectation, my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be what? Magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. And look, well, y'all done heard this one before. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Let me read that in the New Living Translation. You could sit down. Praise God. Look how this pericope reads. He says, and I want you to know, my dear brothers and sisters, that everything that has happened to me here has happened to spread the good news for everyone here, including the whole palace guard, knows that I am in chains because of Christ. And because of my imprisonment, most of the believers here have gained confidence and boldly speak God's message without fear. 15, it is true that some are preaching out of jealousy and rivalry, but others preach about Christ with pure motives. They preach because they love me, for they know I have been appointed to defend the good news. Those others who do not have a pure motive as they preach about Christ, they preach with selfish ambition, not sincerely intending to make my chains more painful to me. But that doesn't matter. Praise God. Somebody say, that don't matter.
That don't matter.
That doesn't matter. He doesn't care whether or not they preach mad. They preaching just to hurt him more. He said, that doesn't matter. Praise God. He said, whether their motives are false or genuine, the message about Christ is being preached either way. So what? I rejoice, and I will continue to rejoice. For I know that as you pray for me, and as the Spirit of Jesus Christ help me, this will lead to my deliverance. For I fully expect and hope that I will never be ashamed, but that I will continue to be bold for Christ as I have been in the past. And I trust that my life will bring honor to Christ, whether I live or die. Verse 21, he said, for to me, living means living for Christ, and dying is even better. I want to talk about getting good out of bad. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, there is a way that you can get some good stuff out of some bad things. Praise God. You see, circumstances often throw and defeat people. The maturity of a person can be seen how well he or she can handle the things. I'm talking about the circumstances of life. Praise God. And if you have never been through a circumstance, you have never been through a thing, only message I have for you today, keep getting up in the morning. You see, a noted writer once said that our problem is to be able to see the hand of God in a world of law and order when things go against us. Amen. That's why I keep telling you, if you haven't had a circumstance yet, if you haven't had one of those life situations yet, just keep getting up in the morning. Praise God. You see, failed plans, sickness, shattered dreams, farred opportunities, and even death, all these can cause us grief. Yet, they may also lead to tremendous opportunities. You see, such was the case of the Apostle Paul here in our text today. Paul had longed to go to Rome so that he could preach the gospel. Praise God. He did go to Rome, but he was there as a prisoner. Praise God. Y'all got to catch this. You see, he made use of his time by writing letters to the churches. Paul wrote to his Philippian friends about what had happened to him. You see, God had turned a bad situation into something good. You see, Paul's personal situation, amen, it was bad. For what? He was in prison. But his spiritual situation was good, praise God, because what? He got the opportunity, praise God, to preach the gospel. Praise God. In other words, Paul is saying that even though I'm in Rome, I long to come to Rome so that I can preach and preach freely. Praise God. God allowed him to go to Rome. Praise God. But he wasn't free as he thought he was. He was locked up. Praise God. But guess what? God used that bad situation and it turned out to be good. Praise God. You got to understand, praise God. And this is a message, praise God, to set at ease the mind of our friends and his friends and in Philippi, praise God, Paul asserted the things that had happened to him resulted in what? The furtherance of the gospel. You see, even though he was in prison, Paul had been allowed, you got to go back and read the whole story. Paul was allowed to even arrange his own living quarters, praise God, until the time of his trial, praise God. And then he was in chain all the time to Roman soldiers, praise God, where he can be sure that those soldiers heard the gospel. And can I tell y'all what Paul told them? Amen. I guarantee you, every last one of those soldiers, praise God, that Paul was strapped to, probably got hurt, got tired of hearing Paul talk about this man by the name of Jesus. Praise God. You see, the one thing that we as believers must do and we must learn is to live above our circumstances. Is there anybody here right now who is willing to live above your circumstance? Yeah, yeah. Praise God, you may be at a point right now where you may not have money to pay your bill on tomorrow. You may be at a point right now, praise God, where you're waiting to go into the hospital. Yeah, yeah. You may be at a point right now where you have been diagnosed, praise God, with something that is bad for your health. Yeah. But guess what, my brothers and my sisters? We have to learn to live above those circumstances. So as we look at this text today, my brothers and my sisters, there are three what I call mechanisms, if you will, that will help us for getting, praise God, good out of bad. And the very first thing that we look at, praise God, is that there is a method for getting good out of bad. Amen. If you look at verses 12 all the way through verse 18, you're going to see one thing that should jump out at you, praise God, and that is the fact that the gospel of Jesus Christ was being preached. Amen. Praise God. One thing I like about Paul found himself in a situation. It was a dark situation. Yeah. Paul was in a Roman jail under Nero. Yeah. Amen. I don't know how many people here know anything about Nero.
Yes, sir.
If you know anything about the Emperor Nero,
yeah,
praise God, that was a time when Nero was ruling Rome that you would not want to be on his bad side. In fact, you wouldn't want to be on his good side, because Nero was the one that was responsible for even burning down Rome itself. So Paul found himself, praise God, in a jail. But you want to know something I like about Paul? Praise God, when I said we ought to live above our circumstances, Let me just show you something that Paul did not do. Paul did not grumble and complain. Paul did not question God and wonder, why me? Sometimes when we find ourselves going through something, we sit there and say, well, why that couldn't happen to somebody else? Why me? Praise God. Paul didn't do that. Paul did not whine, neither did he murmur. Paul did not fall, praise God, to pieces. He didn't break into pieces, praise God. Paul did not throw in the towel, praise God, and said, I'm not going to serve this God no more because this God is not doing me any good, praise God. Paul, amen, did not curse God, nor did he give up his faith. What did Paul do? There's a couple of things that Paul continued to do. Two things in particular. Paul continued to witness, praise God, about the goodness of God. Praise God. Not only that, Paul continued to preach about the goodness of God. Paul also observed others who preach about the goodness of God. Some of them who had some wrong intentions. But praise God, Paul said, I'm not worried about that. As long as the word of God is being preached, praise God. In other words, what Paul is doing, Paul is saying that we ought to be witnesses for Jesus Christ. First witness that we need to be. Three of these witnesses that we ought to witness to. We can witness to Christ as our personal Savior. How many people in here have been saved? Come on now. Come on. I should have seen more hands than that. Should have been every hand in this building went up. Praise God. If you have been saved, praise God, then you have a witness that you can tell somebody. Praise God. Because if God has done anything for you, amen, you should be able to tell it to somebody. Praise God. Tell them how I used to be, praise God, one of these. Because I think I'm looking out here, Brother Lucas, I believe I'm looking at a bunch of used to be's. Praise God. The only folks out here that may not be or used to be is one of these little bitty children. Praise God. And if you allow them to walk around just a little bit longer, praise God, guess what? They going to be a used to be. All of us have been a used to be. I'm one of the biggest used to be's that you can ever imagine. Praise God. But guess what? I am no longer a used to be. Praise God. I don't care what nobody may say about me. I am no longer a used to be. Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am no longer a used to be. Praise God. Don't you know what I mean by that? Because if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, praise God, God doesn't look at you as a used to be. Even if you are used to be and you go back to some of the stuff that you used to do. Because he does not look at you, praise God, as a used to be. Praise God, because he looks at you and he sees you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor. Now, you can say this if you've given your life to Christ. Say, neighbor, I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And say, I don't care what folks say about me. I don't care what people try to do to me. I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to throw this one in for free. I don't care how you wear your hair. I don't care how you dress. Praise God, if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, he sees you in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And guess what? Every last one of us got a witness to what he has done for us. If we can't tell somebody no more than where he pulled us from, praise God. I tell folks all the time, y'all know I don't mind telling my testimony. Praise God. I used to drink vodka like there was no more vodka to be made. Praise God. I was trying to drink it all up. But praise God. But I thank God. I can witness, praise God, to Jesus Christ about that. Praise God. Not only that, I can witness, praise God, witness to the reality of God. How many of y'all here know that God is real? Let me see that again. How many of us in here know that God is real?